Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 12 August 2025. Welcome to this broadcast. We have a couple of serious topics to discuss tonight. I want to discuss two issues tonight that are very important. And the second one, well, both of them are biblical. Everything in life is biblical. Everything in life is spiritual. I know some of y'all don't want to believe that, but I can't help it. Everything is spiritual, and the spiritual runs the physical. What you see in the real world starts in the spirit world. What you see in the physical world. The spirit world more real than the physical world, obviously. But nonetheless, we're going to discuss an issue about what Trump's doing right now. Then we'll get into answer a question. A young lady out of Kansas City named Christine that got very upset with me because of the way I handled the situation weeks ago. The young couple in the gym that I was trying to witness to about being blessed by Christ. And she assumed I didn't handle it just right. So she said, you're not going to support us again or anything else. And I really hate that, but it is what it is. Before we do that, though, don't forget we're going to have Bible study this weekend. You do want to join us, I guarantee you, for at least for the teaching at 1 o'clock. We're going to have a guy come on named Daniel Smithwick. He is absolutely going to help us understand the importance of something that we've all lost, all of us to a certain degree. We've all lost the real spiritual mindset of Christians to have. Daniel Smithwick heads up the Nehemiah Institute, an educational institute that teaches all people, but especially young people, what it means to live by a Christian worldview. You don't want to miss this. You might be surprised at how far off base we all are. And of course, we'll start 10:30, Saturday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern, with prayer requests and praise reports. 11:30, 12:30, we'll get into Christian worldview news. And then we'll get into the Bible study with Daniel Smithwick. You don't want to miss that. Join us, please. Join us by going to PastorButch.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see a great big sign that says Rumble. Click on that and there will be. Well, you can call the phone number 339-209-5013 to listen to the program. And I'll be giving out a phone number from time to time. It'll be on the screen also if you want to call and say anything to us about what we're teaching and learn. 330. Please do join it. And don't forget the books we're offering this month, folks. Two great books. Both of them should be for homeschoolers especially. If you're homeschool or your child's in school anywhere, you need the book by J.T. Headley, The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution. It teaches a Christian heritage that we once had in this country with the mindset of true believers and what they saw in the world and what Christians need to do in this world to glorify God. And one is Quotations to Read and Ponder, by compiled by Daryl Eberhardt. It absolutely is a fantastic book. Daryl did a lot of good works. And I put together a lot of stuff. He's put together a newsletter called TTT, Tackling the Tough Topics. Send out, you type it out and send it out every month. Really good. But both these books are books that you need at home, adults deem as well as children. But they should be in every homeschool in this country. Regular price is $45 on sale for $35. That's actually $43.95, something like that total. But we'll give them $35 that includes shipping to your door. And the teaching that is so vitally important to understand in prophecy today. America in Prophecy is a 3-hour teaching that I personally did, used an outline by somebody else, the name of Clark, excellent outline, to teach the scripture on this. And I also sent out a book with it entitled The New Jerusalem is Not the Old Jerusalem. If you want the truth set up, if you want the truth to understand what's going on in the world and why nations are aligning like they are, biblically, the truth is in this teaching. We name nations, name places, and tell you what's coming on America and actually most of Europe in the very near future. Regular price is $39.95, on sale for $29.95. And folks, I say on sale. We don't have anything here to sell for to make money off of, really. We just try to keep the lights on. This is not a for-profit business. We don't do this for a profit. Never have. I've never, by the grace of God, taken a dime out of this ministry for myself. Says somebody out there says, hey, this is $50. You and Marshall go out to dinner. Then I will do that, and I appreciate that. But every dime goes back into keeping this thing running, paying airtime, helping keep the Todd and Bennis up there, runs the satellite all the time, help the workers get a little bit of something out of it, help us keep this thing running. Folks, this is not a business. This is a ministry. But the funds you send to us, the order from us, whether it be Strauss products or a vitamin toothpaste, mouthwash, whatever, the books, whatever we offer, does help pay the bills here. You can call 800-777-4403 and get the books and the DVDs ordered right away. Or you can call if you have a toll, if you can call us on the toll line, that would save us some money. If you can call us on our regular number, 304-846-4448, 304-846-4448. We'll get you into the office between 9 and 4 Eastern, Monday through Friday. And on Thursdays, myself and Chris will try to be here from 9 to 4. And I just want you to know we're here, folks, trying to do our best to minister. I'll not please everybody. I know I can't, and I won't. I can't. I can't change what I in my spirit the Lord tells me to do, and I won't change it. I may learn something over the years, which I have many times. I listen to other people. I've learned about the Sabbath. I've learned about the pre-trib rapture and what it's all about and what it was farce. I learned a lot of things over the years by studying and listening to people wiser than I am. But when it comes to certain things, folks, that are biblically sound, I can change my mind and I won't change my mind. But let's get started tonight. I'm going to discuss an issue that should concern all of us. And I understand how we are deceived into going along sometimes with the ideas of people, and we're talking now about Trump, President Trump, and his ideas of bringing law and order to the country. I understand. And who doesn't want law and order? Who doesn't want to keep a nation safe and the streets safe? Who doesn't want that? But let's just go ahead and look at some things here that might help us understand a little more the dangers of the overreach that's starting in this country big time. It started a long time ago, but Trump is bringing it out in spades right now. But I want to read a verse to you out of the Bible, out of Proverbs, if you don't mind. Proverbs 28, now listen to this very carefully, verse 2. For the transgression, the lawlessness of a land, many are the princes thereof. In other words, the more lawlessness there is, the more rulers it takes to run the country. The more lawlessness there is, the more police officers, leaders it takes to run a country. Now, that is a fact. That's the Bible, okay? So when you see that you have to add on to police forces, and because the people will not govern themselves, they must be governed. Either you govern from the inside or you govern from the outside. either governed by it, by morals that's instilled in you, in your mind, heart, and soul, or you're governed at the point of a gun. It's your choice. Now, we all know what Trump just did in D.C. Perhaps his motives are pure. I'm not going to question that right now. That's not my place to question right now. Perhaps his ideas and motives are pure. Let's assume they are. And no, D.C. is not a state, so they cannot complain lawfully, constitutionally, because they don't have this. They don't have the 10th Amendment applying to them because they're not a state. But here's something that should concern us way beyond that. This goes way beyond that. Now, listen to me very carefully. Trump is saying that he wants to target other cities after D.C. Now, please listen. Crime is rampant. Not because of too many guns, not because of lack of cops. Crime is rampant because of immorality. A couple of generations have been taught to believe that there is no God, there is no right and wrong, there's no set of rules to live by. They're taught that you live in a society where you do what's necessary at the time. It's okay because it's like murdering an unwanted child, we call it abortion. If you don't want the baby, just kill it. That is totally ungodly, immoral, and wrong. But we get that mindset now. It's okay to do that. And if as a boy I want to be a girl, or a girl wants to be a boy, that's no big deal. I can change my mind, be what I want to be. That's been taught for so long. Now our nation needs cops in the corners and troops in the streets to control the people. Now, keep in mind that these cops and these troops were raised in the same public school system that all the criminals have been raised in, and a lot of them in the same kind of homes. Let that sink in a minute. Their morals, their values may not be any better than the average person, and that's so dangerous. But Donald Trump announced the federalization of local law enforcement and the deployment of the National Guard in Washington, D.C. on Monday, an effort to tackle crime and beautify the city. He put other places on notice too. Now listen to this, please. This will go further, the president said. We're going to take back our capital, and then we're going to look at other cities also, and singling out Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, Baltimore, and Oakland. I assume it's California. He wants to put troops on the streets of other cities that are parts of states, in direct violation of the 10th Amendment to the Bill of Rights. Of course, most people don't know what that even is. They never read it, so they don't know. They don't really care. But this is a direct violation of what our founders had in mind for this country. Now, a guy by the name of my mind's going blank. Of all time of mine, take up Kissinger. Henry Kissinger said this, I think sometime back in maybe the 80s, early 90s. He said this. Now, please pay attention to what Henry Kissinger said. Today, America will be outraged if UN troops enter Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there were an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, and threaten our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by the world government. Now, this is talking about world government, I realize that. But this is a play into the same scenario, putting federal troops into American cities is a step in that direction, Kissinger said back in the 80s and 90s. Now, this was said by a guy named William Pitt. Y'all probably know, if you study history, you knew who William Pitt was. He said, necessity is a plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Yes, perhaps Trump has pure motives. I'm gonna grant him that possibility. Perhaps he does. But all I know is it's opening another hard hit to the freedoms of America when you have to put troops in the streets to pacify the people of a city or a state. I made this statement some years ago. Promised security. Remember Ben Franklin said, those who give up essential liberties for security deserve neither. Something along those lines. Well, promised security is a most effective way to enslave a slothful and selfish people. Yes, I said that and I meant that. The most effective way is to frighten the people and promise them security if they surrender their rights, their liberties, their homes, or their family, or whatever. We'll take care of you. And that's only for slothful and selfish people who have no desire to govern themselves or to be led by God Almighty. This is what's happening to our country right now as we speak. I don't like it because most Americans won't see it, and maybe they can't see it. I don't know. I realize that your pastors don't teach you this. I know that. If most of y'all go to the most mainstream churches, you'll never hear this taught behind the pulpits. These fly in the face of anything godly and moral. But when the people will not govern themselves, my friends, they must be ruled by tyrants. It's a shame, but it's a fact of life. And by the way, God gives us the leaders that we deserve. Oh, yeah. God gives us the leaders that we deserve. Calvin said that many, many years ago, John Calvin. So when a nation becomes evil, we're given tyrants to rule over us. The only chance of change is for we the people. And I make it even more specific than that. 2 Chronicles 7:14. The only chance for any change is for his people to repent and turn from our wicked ways and turn back to God. Then he will hear our prayers and he will heal our land. I don't expect the heathen to understand this or nor care about it. But I do would like to think that believers, Christians, would see that to be truth and stand on that promise and do that. But as long as we tolerate the evil in society ourselves, all we can expect is more of the same, more tyranny, more lack of liberties and freedoms, more control, more taxation, more of everything that we say we hate, we have. So Trump, again, I'm going to say his motives are pure. Maybe his motives truly are pure. I like to think that. I do highly doubt it. I like to think that. But he's taking us down a very, very slippery slope in a total tyranny. Folks, that's not all that's going on. They're getting ready to digitize our money system, which means there'll be no more privacy when you pay cash. And people that will not follow this game, that follow this so-called new economic system, as outlined in Revelation 13, you're going to do without a lot of things. Maybe your life. Maybe your family's lives. This is all part of the game of troops in the streets. It's coming down to that. So I want to make that point very clear. That's what's happening. And the dangers of it. It sounds good. And boy, we need it. We have crime. Outrageous how much crime has increased. Looting, stealing, organized breaking and enterings of stores during the broad daylight, business hours, the gangs going in, cleaning the stores out, getting by with it. States like California won't even arrest somebody unless they steal a certain amount of things out of a store. Yeah, America is rotting at the core. But I warn you that the beast system will control one day. And he'll do it by using powers of the world government to do so. Now, I want to share something else with you tonight scripturally and try to explain something if I can. And I hope Christine is listening tonight. She may not be, but I hope she is. But I want to make something as clear as possible. Last week on the radio, I shared with you an event that happened while I was working out in the gym here a week or so ago. A young couple, they were together, and a couple or not, I don't know, but they were there in the gym together, is all I can say. Started talking to me. The young lady started first. Started talking, sharing things. Then I got to talk to a young man also. And I got to tell him about how blessed I was because I was a Christian, because I served Christ, because I was born again believer. I talked about being born again and to become a believer. And how Christ had blessed me with 54 years of marriage, a nice home, very comfortable home, not a mansion. I'm not wealthy, but I have all that I need and more. And I witnessed to him about being a Christian, what it means. And I told him I love him. And I told him I love you in Christ, and I do. And I'll say this out of pure love. I'm not trying to make anybody angry. But true believers, true Christians who have Christ in them, Christ died for us when we were yet sinners. He loved us when we were sinners, enough to die for us. Can I not give that same love to other people that maybe don't know Christ yet? Should I not let them know that they're cared for and loved by Christ for sure, and offer them the hope of Christ in a way that they can receive it and not think I'm attacking them? And John chapter 8, there's an account of something that happened with Christ. When the Pharisees and Sadducees, the Pharisees, I guess, the scribes of Pharisees, had tried to trick him into making a decision that would have caused him to lose face with the people and greatly compromise what he come for. It's in John chapter 8. And Christ went into the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he was in the temple, and the people come listen to him, and he sat down and taught the people. When in the middle of all that, the scribes and Pharisees brought in a woman and threw her down more or less in front of Christ, said, this woman was taking adultery. And they said in the midst of all the people, some people speculate that she's probably naked. They caught her right in the very act, brought her out there naked. I don't know whether they're not. That's beside the point right now. And they said, they called Christ master. A mockery, of course. They didn't respect him, but they call him master. This woman was taking adultery, in the very act of adultery. And they quoted the law, or they mentioned Moses' law, said, because of this act, she should be stoned. Ask him, what do you think? What do you think, master? What do you think we should do? Now, strictly by the law, I guess you could say she should have been stoned, and Christ could have said stone her. But he caught them up in something here. There's several things wrong with this that put them on the wrong footing of what they were doing. First off, where was the man who was also committing adultery with her? Why was the man not brought forth with the woman? And last time I checked, it takes two to commit adultery. So they were being hypocritical. They were covering up something here. So they brought the woman, but they didn't bring the guilty man in. That in itself is enough to nullify what we would call the law on this issue, because they were falsely turning one loose and accusing the other. So there was something wrong with this whole movement. Christ could see through it, obviously. He knew what was going on in their hearts. So they did that to tempt Christ, that they might have something to accuse him of. But Christ didn't even answer the question. It's like he ignored them. He hunkered down and wrote something on the ground. And acted like he never even heard him. He just sat down, ignored him, didn't pay attention to it, and wrote something on the ground, in the dirt, I guess. And I don't know what he wrote. Everybody speculates. I would like to know that myself. I guess everybody would. But they kept on asking him that. What should we do? What should we do? What do you say we should do with this woman who caught in adultery? And I just wonder also how they knew, how did these scribes, Pharisees know how to find this woman at this exact time? How did they know? She surely went out in the public doing this. She went in the streets where she could be seen doing this, committing this act. They weren't trying to be caught. They were doing it somewhere in secret. So how did the Pharisees and scribes know where to look? Had they been there before themselves? I don't know. These are questions that are not, that no one asked him. Christ already knew the answer. This was a setup. This may have been pre-planned. They may have paid this man to take this woman and commit adultery with her and turn them loose because he'd helped them trick this woman into this act. And Christ saw that. And Christ got up from writing in the sand, in the dirt, and said, he among you that hasn't sinned, has not committed this sin, you cast the first stone. Now that could have, in my mind, could have meant he among you who's not committed the same sin, adultery. By the way, Christ made it very clear, adultery could be committed in the heart as well in the physical act. But maybe these so-called scribes and Pharisees were also guilty of the same thing physically. I don't know. He said, though the one among you is without sin, cast the first stone. Then he sat back down and stooped back and wrote on the ground again. I don't know what he was writing, but I think it's very interesting. And these scribes and Pharisees who heard this had their conscience pricked. They got to think about this. He didn't answer the question directly to them. He said, well, go ahead and stone her. If I want the one without sin to cast the first stone, then you can go ahead and stone her. And they went out one by one, beginning at the oldest one, even to the youngest, and they left. I'm going to finish and come back from the break and take phone calls this next half hour also. It's 717-300-1698. I'll get to the point in just a minute. I want you to see what I tried to do through love with a couple that tried to witness it.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brother, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Alrighty, folks, we're back, and I'm doing my best by the grace of God Almighty and the Holy Spirit trying to put words in my mouth to help me teach this in the right way. Christ did not defend the woman. He did not defend her. He stooped down the ground, started writing in the dirt, and made a plain, honest statement that those among you without sin, let him, whoever it is, cast the first stone. In my mind, he meant those among you who have not committed the same sin. That's what I believe it really meant. And he got up and looked around and said, "Woman, where are your accusers now?" She said, They're not here. And Christ did not say, "All right, go on about your business and just don't get caught again." No, he didn't say that. No, he didn't. He said, "I'm not going to condemn either because you were brought forth in an unjust way. But go and sin no more." He had every authority as God in the flesh to quote the law to her and condemn her and tell her she's going to hell. She didn't repent. He had every right in the book to do so because he was God in the flesh. But he didn't. He saved her from an unjust death, didn't condone her sin, said, "Go and sin no more." He showed her compassion, grace, and love. When I try to do with people that I didn't ask them, "Are you shacking up together? Are you committing fornication?" I didn't know whether they were or not. I didn't ask that question. I just share with them the love that Christ has shown me and the love that grace has given me and the blessings he given me because I come to him and ask for forgiveness and his father and my father forgave me. And his blood cleaned my sins. I offered them the same thing by testifying what Christ had done for me. I planted a seed by the grace of God and by the Holy Spirit, prayerfully in their minds and hearts, that old man there talking to us was sincere, and he showed love and compassion. He didn't judge us. He didn't cut. He didn't curse us and say we're going to hell. He showed us love and compassion and said how Christ had blessed him, offering us something that we never had before. And the thing that proved that to me was a young lady almost started crying. Yes, I can preach hellfire and brimstone, and I have many times. And it's necessary at times. But Christ went in to eat with the sinners. He said, the well people don't need the physician. The sick people need physicians. So Christ went in to talk with the sinners and share the truth with them. He didn't say y'all going to hell if you don't repent. He said that to the Pharisees and Sadducees, the children of Satan. He went in and taught the gospel to the lost people that were seeking some truth. I offered these people the truth. Now, if I did something that offended your conscience because I didn't do it the way you think I should, I don't apologize for it because I did nothing wrong. I really am sorry that you felt that way. Maybe more than one of you did. I don't know. But I do not repent that I offered the love of Christ and the grace of Christ and the blessings of Christ if they would just would accept him. The next time I see them, I now have an open doorway to bring some more of the gospel to their hearts and minds. So I hope that explains some things to the point that people understand that my job is not to beat somebody over the head one-on-one in a setting like that and tell them you're going to hell. Christ did with the lady, and I didn't with them. When I'm preaching to 50 people or 500 people, I'm giving a hellfire and brimstone message. Yes, I do that because I speak in general to many people that without salvation, you're damned. But this was one-on-one, a chance to witness and show Christ's love and grace. Now, that is why I did that. The phone lines are open, 717-300-1698, 717-300-1698. Now, you all don't have to stay on top tonight. You want to talk about something else besides troops in the streets or what I just talked to you about in the scriptures. You're welcome to share what's on your mind tonight. A lot of things happening around the world. A lot of things happening. A lot of news coming down. So much happening so fast it's hard to keep up with it. I know that Putin and Trump put some meat Friday and discuss whatever they're going to discuss. The world is coming together as spoken in prophecy, lined up in prophecy in Daniel and Ezekiel and other places that I taught in the lesson I did on American prophecy. The world's lining up as enemies and allies for the war coming on in this world. No, folks, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It is going to happen. I don't know when. I'm not a prophet in that sense, but I can be a prophet when I tell you it's happening because it's in the book. My suggestion is simply this. If you don't know who Christ is as your Savior, I mean truly know who he is, if you don't have the peace of Christ in your heart through faith in God Almighty and know that his word is true and that he is true, no matter what lies man tells us, no matter what reasoning they may have to get around the word of God and to mock his word and laugh at him and scoff at us who believe him, if you don't have that in your heart, you fear is going to overtake you. Fear is going to overtake you and damn you. The fearful are cast into hell. If you don't have that hope in your mind, in your heart, I have nothing to offer you except Christ and the peace that he gives you and understanding. He gives you a peace that past understanding and joy that's beyond, it's unspeakable, the Bible tells me. Listen, folks, I'm only a man. I have mortal situations just like you do. Sometimes I get nervous. I get fearful in the sense that I don't know what's going to happen next or different things that are going to happen in my life that I can't control. I'm not saying I walk in perfect faith all the time. I'd be lying to you if I did. But I do know this. By his grace and mercy, only by his grace and mercy, when I take my last breath, I'll be with him through eternity. When this body finally lays down and says enough is enough, and it wears out, and it will, and it is, I'm not afraid of the last breath. As I've said many times before, death doesn't scare me, but living's wearing me out. A lot of y'all probably don't know this, but back in about 1994, I had an accident, a shooting accident, that laid me up for about 6 months. Rough time of it for a while. Rough time. Nip and tuck for a while, I guess you say. No one knew who was going to make it or not for a while. But I say this to glory God. As I went through all this, as I went through surgery after surgery, I never once feared death. My last thought before I was put to sleep for the first surgery, the bullet still in my gut, was, Father, if I don't wake up here, I'll see in a little bit. You see, death didn't scare me. And a doctor's commented to Marsha Jean, he didn't go into shock. He didn't panic. There's nothing to panic about. My Father's will is going to be done in my life. And if you don't have that assurance in you, that I really feel sorry for you. If you don't have that faith, I don't know how you make it from day to day. I mean, you've got to be miserable in this world sometimes because of what's happening around you and all the insanity and all the evil that's going on around us in the world and in our nation and sometimes in our own families. There's got to be times that you get so caught up in these things that you have trouble sleeping at night. You know, you have no peace of mind all day long, and especially at night when it gets quiet and you're all by yourself in a dark room. That strength that I get to call on is available to anybody who wants it. It's available. There are times when I just say the name Jesus, sometimes more than once. It calms my mind, calms my soul, my spirit, and gives me assurance. That's how I make it through life. I've had a lot of people that support this ministry for a long time. They don't talk to me anymore. They never call me, never check on me, never do anything anymore. I've done something that upset them or offend them or didn't do or something I think I should or not do. But I'm going to say this before God and all the witnesses out there tonight. I am not a perfect man, and I make a lot of mistakes. Sometimes I lose my temper and I get angry when I shouldn't, and I know I sin when I do it. I have to ask repentance for it. I know that, but I'm not here to please men. For those who no longer support us, got mad at us for whatever reason because I didn't pick up a gun and go shoot somebody, I'll say this. Why haven't you? You're so gung-ho. Why haven't you done something? Besides sitting around and gripe and whine. You see, I offer something beyond this world. Yes, I'll defend my family. I'll defend my family until my last breath with whatever, by every means I possibly can. My God's in charge of that with me. I have not denied the faith. I'm not worse than infidel. The Bible says if I don't take care of my own, I've denied faith worse than infidel. I have not done that, and I'll not do that. I will stand by my family and my friends and my church family, is whatever I have to do. But my hope is not in this world. This nation we call America is not going to be turned around. America has damned herself. To be more specific, the church has damned America. You won't hear a preacher saying that. Your pastor won't say that. That's why we have a hard time paying bills here. Because I don't say things to tickle people's ears, make them feel good. That's not what I do. I want to make you feel good in Christ, give you hope in Christ, and give you an eternal life through Christ. And that's a gift to give us all, trusting. But I will not tickle your ears and try to make you feel better just because I want you to get more money. I can't do that. I won't do that. I've never done that. The fraud, the evil, the putrid way people are in their physical world, in this physical world, in their natural carnal minds, knows no bounds. Satan knows no bounds of evil. He is. He's pure evil. He knows no limits in evil. And he gets in people's minds and hearts. And they feel the same way. They know, some of them know no limits. Some may have a conscience, but they're still, they tolerate things and go along with things because that's your nature. Now, Satan can come in and plant a seed of doubt in your mind. This is a seed of doubt about anything. If he can plant a seed of doubt, he'll soon have you involved in his kingdom, following his ways, whether you understand that you're doing it or not. He'll have you doing that. See, everybody that's going to hell is not necessarily an immoral individual. They just have never been born again. You must be born again. Not necessarily immoral people. They're not committing adultery. They're not stealing. They're not out bearing false witness. They're not committing a murder. But they don't know Christ. And morals will not get you to heaven. Morals will not save you. Works will not save you. Christ alone can do that. That's by trusting in his gift on the cross of Calvary. And trusting his resurrection. And the cleansing of his blood that was shed for us. The perfect Lamb of God. 717-300-1698. No, America is not going to turn around, folks. Trump starts down a slippery slope. And I pretty much knew he was going to do that before he got in the office, because in Trump's eyes, he's more or less our savior. He's the emperor of the world, he thinks, and he can do no wrong in his own eyes. It seems to me like the man is very egotistical. Bob is no better. He's worse in some ways, obviously. But we keep looking to man or one party or party of men or whatever to save his country. It can't be done. It won't be done. It'll be done God's way or no way. And you and I both see that's not happening. We see it's not happening. We can understand now, if you have any kind of spiritual eyes at all to see, that the masses of people, even those that go to church, don't even know we're in this. They ain't know we're in a mess, but they don't know what the answer is. They've been taught Romans 13 all their life. Obey government, no matter what, no matter what they tell you to do, you do it. You obey government. You obey man's laws above everything else. That's what they teach in Romans 13. It isn't what it says, but that's what they teach. And we become a nation of welfare recipients. Yes, I am too. Yes, you are too. Most of them out there are nice drawing some kind of government check, some kind of benefit. At least 80% of the people in this country get some kind of government check or benefit. That's called welfare. That's called being a ward of the state. And we're all guilty of it, because that's how we lived. We paid into something called Social Security. And we get it back when we retire a little bit at the time. So we depend on the fetus and clothe us and house us. And God said we shouldn't do that, but we did, didn't we? So therefore, we are not willing to give up our stuff. We will deny God before men and obey men's laws, even though we know they're evil. We'll keep our mouth shut and go along, get along. COVID proved that. The COVID proved that. If COVID did nothing else that was good, it did do one thing good. It showed me who the true Christians are. And the ones that will follow Christ and not fear men. And very few of them passed that test, folks. Very few of them did. Very few of them did. Let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, welcome. Come on in.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello.
I just want to congratulate you. That was a beautiful testimony you shared with that couple. You shared the love and forgiveness of God and also the blessings of keeping the law through your 52 years of marriage. Showing, you know, the blessings of being obedient. You did it in a nice way. You did a great job. I hope you get to meet him again.
Thank you.
And also the danger of the troops in the streets could be used for, you know, dark things down the way, I think is spot on. With the digital ID, with the maybe another diseases and another dangerous vaccines. And I got an article I got a few days ago from the People's Voice I'd like to share, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
NASA insider, fake alien invasion in November will terrify humanity into accepting global government. A longtime NASA insider just blew the lid off something huge. According to the whistleblower, the agency, along with other federal players, is already laying the groundwork for a global con job of epic proportions. And the public is totally in the dark. I don't know if it's true or not, but if something like that could happen, they have technology like Project Bluebeam, different things that they can do, like a fake rapture or something. But
of course,
it'll be lying signs and wonders before the Lord.
You found this article where?
The People's Voice. Was about 4 or 5 days ago, August 6th.
Okay, all right. Interesting, and it could happen. Yes, it could. That could be. I mean, Ronald Reagan mentioned this back in the 80s when he was in office.
Yeah.
He mentioned the same thing. We could be invaded. He wanted to do a Star Wars type thing, you know, keep invading from aliens.
Even Tulsi Gabbard, the intelligence chief that Trump appointed, She admitted that she has information that the aliens do exist, the demonic entity.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. So you know, they could pull off some kind of shenanigans and scare the whole world down, you know?
Well, you know, COVID scared most of the world into obeying. It did. You know it did. People kowtowed down to the authorities and followed the rules because they were afraid they might get sick and die. And they even closed down churches. They closed down churches and everything else. So why not? That'd be even greater than a pandemic. Gee, we're being invaded before aliens. So, yeah, you're right. And it could happen. It really could.
I thought I'd share that with you, but I enjoyed your testimony tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it. And, folks, it seriously could happen. It wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, like I said, Reagan talked about it back in the 80s. It could happen. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome, sweetheart.
Hey, Pastor. Good evening.
Good evening.
What is it they say? When they cry, peace and safety, sudden destruction cometh.
That's right.
And that's what we're hearing. We're going to do this. Everything's going to be good. Right. Sure. But as far as the alien thing goes, you know, that asteroid they keep showing pictures of, that looks just like the ones they have in the movie. Almost detail for detail, you know.
Again, that won't surprise me at all. I mean, that whatever they do shouldn't surprise any of us because these people know no bounds of evil. They're evil beyond belief. You and I just can't comprehend it.
And people are just going to go, oh, my God, here we go.
Yeah, exactly.
Save us.
Just like with COVID. Just like COVID.
Yeah,
COVID proved who was following Christ and who wasn't. Go ahead.
Well, there's this one guy that took pot shots at the CDC.
Oh, yeah.
The other day in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Because he got sick from the COVID shot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
You know, every day you hear somebody shooting somebody or doing something to somebody somewhere. Yep. And you just go, it just gets worse and worse day by day. Earthquakes, volcanoes, civil unrest, you know, just continues.
Well, that's all part of the prophecy in Matthew 24, unrest among the people, and that's all part of the prophecy. We know that.
And they shut the ATMs off, and they shut the internet off, and people will just lose their mind.
Oh, yes. And if the cell phones went down, my goodness, what would people do to pass the day? How would young people survive?
That's right. Yeah. It's bad enough when it's off for just a little bit.
You're right. Well, thanks for the call, Jan. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
God bless everybody. And remember, it's not the pastor that led you to that. You can read your Bible, and you can question your pastor. And you're supposed to question your pastor.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Well, thank you, Jan, so much for everything. Thank you. And, folks, we got time for another phone call if you hurry. 717-300-1698. You know, by the way, tomorrow night we're going to have a guest on. Her name is Dr. Julie. I'm trying to find her here. Dr. Julie Gatza. She's going to discuss what happens to your body. Now, I'm not making this up. What fast food does to your body within an hour. I'm serious. I mean, this is serious stuff. I mean, we're being systematically poisoned every day. Additives to the food, GMO products, fast food trash, processed foods. We're being systematically poisoned every day, and that's why America is so sick, so obese, and their minds don't even work right. They're sluggish. That's people that are overweight, lazy, and sluggish are easier to control. than people who can think straight and take care of themselves. It's all part of the plan for the final takedown of what we call humanity to be under the thumb of the beast system, which is certainly fastly, very quickly approaching us in so many different ways. It's got so bad now that in San Diego, they're putting chips, RFID chips, in trash bins. So they'll track you every time you throw out trash. They'll know what you threw away. They'll know what you have supper. They'll know whether you'd eating too much of certain foods. I mean, this could all, and by the way, the trash companies are giving the information out to other people too about the what's going on in the trashes, in the trash. This is all a system to control us. It's all part of the beast. Get your hearts right with Christ while you still can. Before it gets so dark, we don't hear the gospel preached anymore anywhere. And it's coming at a rapid pace. It truly is. And I want to thank you, the two phone callers that called in. I would have thought it would have been a lot more than that, but it's okay. I hope you listen and understand what I'm trying to say to you. Folks, we're heading down the exact same road that we were told about in Scripture in Matthew 24 and other places. Heading down the exact same road that we've been told about from the founders who saw this happening in this country. The Bible is real. The future's in the book. And I can tell you what the future holds, because I understand some of the book. And I'm offering you a way to learn more about prophecy in 3 hours than you probably learned in 30 years in church. For $29.95 delivered. 3 hours of DVDs or CDs. I recommend DVDs. And a book on the Old Jerusalem, not the New Jerusalem, an outline that we took to teach that from. It's available if you want it. I saw it, news offered. But if you don't get it, then you're not going to understand what's happening in the world. It's just that simple. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm just teaching what's in the book. And it helped me understand why Russia's doing what Russia's doing. Why Ukraine? Why Germany's starting to turn against America? She will in the last days. She'll help attack America. Gomer's Germany. Gomer's mission ones attack America. It's all in the book, folks. And I took time to teach it step by step as best I could. And I really didn't get all the details. But I got enough out there that once you're listening to 3 hours, you'll know who we are, what's ahead for our country, and what's ahead for those who attack us. It's all in the book. I do love y'all. Thank you all so much for helping us keep this thing going for almost 33 years. 33 years. That's the same age Christ was when he was crucified. Wow, 33 years. I love you all a bunch. I'll see you tomorrow night. Y'all have a great night. Good night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.